This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Surfside, Florida on Thursday to visit with the families of victims of the collapsed Miami-area condominium tower. Biden has offered federal help and extended his concerns to the community as people grieve their lost loved ones and wait anxiously as search and rescue efforts continue, as he said in one tweet. The slow work of sifting through the remnants of the collapsed building stretched into a sixth day on Tuesday. Two additional bodies were found Monday, raising the count of confirmed dead to 12. That leaves 150 people still unaccounted for in the community of Surfside. No one has been found alive since hours after the collapse last Thursday. Israel's foreign minister kicked off the highest-level visit by an Israeli official to the United Arab Emirates on Tuesday, 9 months after the two countries established relations in a deal brokered by the United States. The foreign minister, Yair Lapid, met at the UAE's foreign minister in Abu Dhabi and inaugurated Israel's first embassy in the Gulf. Although the visit is historic, it received little fanfare across local media. The spokesman for the fighters retaking parts of Ethiopia's Tigray region says that they will pursue soldiers from neighboring Eritrea back into the country and chase Ethiopian soldiers if that's what it takes to weaken their military powers. The spokesperson tells the Associated Press that they'll stop at nothing to liberate every square inch of the Tigray region of 6 million people, nearly 8 months after fighting erupted between the Tigray forces and Ethiopian soldiers backed by Eritrea. This is VOA News. North Korea's official media say leader Kim Jong-un berated senior ruling party and government officials for their failures in the fight against the coronavirus. He said the grave incident in North Korea's pandemic fight created a huge crisis, but the report from the Korean Central News Agency did not give details. North Korea has claimed to have had no cases of coronavirus infections throughout the pandemic, despite testing thousands of people and sharing a porous border with China. Kim made the comments during a meeting he called to discuss the antivirus failures. The report said that Kim criticized senior officials for supposed incompetence and other errors in their work fighting the virus. South Korea is reporting its biggest daily jump in new coronavirus cases just a day before it plans to relax its physical distancing rules. The government said Wednesday it confirmed 794 cases over a 24-hour period. That's about 80% of them in the greater Seoul area, where more than half of South Korea's 52 million people live. Starting Thursday, authorities plan to permit social gatherings of up to 6 people. That's an increase from the current 4. Restaurants, cafes, and other businesses will be allowed to stay open until midnight rather than 10 p.m., and ease distancing guidelines will be applied outside the Seoul region. U.S. officials will close 4 emergency facilities set up to house record numbers of migrant children crossing the Mexican border alone, but cautioned Tuesday that minors were still arriving. The Department of Health and Human Services will shut 2 facilities in Texas and 2 at convention centers in California by early August. 4 of the large-scale shelters will remain open, including one that has faced criticism from immigrant advocates at Fort Bliss Army Base in El Paso, Texas. Others are in Michigan, Texas, and California. Recapping one of our top stories, U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are planning to travel to Surfside, Florida on Thursday. They'll be visiting with the families of the victims of the collapsed Miami-area condominium tower. The president offered federal help and extended his concerns to the community as people grieve their lost loved ones and wait anxiously as the search continues and the rescue effort continues as well. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.